for your environmental achievements. Just apply at earthday.ca.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is April 11th. No, it's actually April 13th. It's a Wednesday, and you're listening to The Discorder Show. I am your host, Ryan Naragi, and unfortunately my co-host Spencer is not available again this week. You can't blame him, because, come on, it's exam time, and you don't want the guy to fail. So, he's studying right now. However, I am so stoked today, because today is going to be a bit of a special edition of The Discorder Show. We have a very special guest for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I need to introduce him any further. However, you've all heard of the former band called Painted Birds. They rocked out the entire city. Everyone was raging about them during the time they were playing. Oh yeah, you can hear his voice right now. And that is the sound of the one and only beautiful Dominique Frigo.
Hello. That was actually the sound of the cheering fans. I was mimicking the fans cheering.
Man, he's got a huge fan base, man. He's got a huge fan base in the city. Dominique Frigo, you are a former member of the Painted Birds, and now that you're creating your own solo career, am I right?
Correct. That is correct.
And could you just give us a bit more of information about what you're doing and where you're going with it?
Where I'm going with it is straight to the top rain. No. I'm just doing a lot of writing right now, and just finished recording hopefully a 7-inch single, if I can get that put that into production, with two lovely tracks. It's going to be called You Haven't Seen Me Dance. Should be available in the next month or so. And
It's about time, because like I've heard you play live God knows how many times.
Yeah, well, I was saving a lot of money. I was renting out my van last summer, illegally, of course, to other bands touring across the country. Lots of different, you know, Vancouver artists. Hannah Georges took it across the country. Aidan Knight, a couple other Vancouver bands, and I was making good money. And then, you know, October came, and I had a little altercation with the law, and it just sucked all of the money straight out of my bank account, and I had to start from zero again. So I basically had saved all this money to make it produce an album, and I had to start over. I know.
I didn't even know that myself, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
I feel like I'm hanging out with Oliver Twist right now.
Yeah, we're best friends, and you didn't even know that. Isn't that crazy?
All right, Dom. Well, all right, that's why I brought you to the show, so people can get to know you better, and
good.
You know, so right. you can support you by. Mm-hmm. This is the time you can ask for money from people.
Oh, money! I don't want money. I just want their ears. I mean, if they're willing to, like, you know, donate to the cause, I'm not going to say no. But I just want to play music for people and interact with them.
So, you know what I mean? Where can they hear you next?
Where can they hear me next? I'm playing tomorrow night, Thursday night at Raw Canvas.
That's in Yale Town, isn't it?
It's in Yale Town. I believe it's on Homer Street, but I'm not quite sure. It's not in my mind right now. I'm playing a show with the talented Reggie Blackout and Ben Everyman, and I'll be on first, so I think just around, if people start showing up at 8 or 8:30 p.m., I'll be playing, hopefully joined by the lovely Noel Planet, and I'll be putting on a show for y'all. That should be good.
Well, sweet. I'm actually going to ask you to play a song for us later on. However, before I get you to that, I want you to name a song that I can play on the radio. Because this being a special edition,
I get to be the DJ, don't I?
You get to be the special DJ for today.
I love this. Okay, so I am going to choose. There's a local band. They're actually from Kelowna, one of my favorite groups. When I saw them for the first time a couple years ago, it was when the Painted Birds were in the. Oh, I shouldn't mention other radio stations. Never mind. I saw this band and they blew my mind. They had so much talent and they were so young. They're called We Are the City. And my favorite song of theirs is called April. And it's actually off their old record. They have an EP out right now, and I should probably say the song off that record. But I really like the song April, and because I'm the DJ right now, we're going to play the song April by We Are the City.
here at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Just heard the song April by We Are the City. That was Dominic Frico's suggestion for today's radio show. Actually, I'm not, as I said before, I'm not your radio DJ. Dom's doing this entire show, so if you have any problem with anything and if you don't like anything about the show, you have to complain to him today, not me, because I do my show differently.
Yeah, just email your complaints to...
Do you have a website?
No, well, I will. I will have a website. It's in production right now. Everything I have is kind of in production right now, in the moment. Well, and it's being made, and it should be up in the next couple of weeks. So, well, it'll be DominicFrico.com. But you can find me on Facebook. My artist page is Dominic Frico. It's Facebook.com/DominicFrico. DominicFricot, as in Ted.
And then that's why we have you here, so you can play some live music for us.
Yeah, later in a bit.
However, yeah. We'll leave the anticipation flowing along for a bit. Well, this being your show, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about bunnies, and I wanted to talk about sex actually, to be exact.
I can dig that. Hey, I love talking about sex.
It's been on my mind a lot lately.
It's been on my mind for the past 25 years.
Yeah,
man.
Right. I mean, we're all thinking about it all the time.
Apparently, once every 4 seconds, a guy thinks about sex.
Yeah, right. So, like, just there.
Yeah, right now.
Just thought about it. And we're the only people in the studio. Anyways, the root of my problem here is that I was on a farm a couple weeks ago, and it was my buddy's farm, and one of the tasks that we had to do was breed the bunnies. I don't know if have you ever bred bunnies before.
No, I'm quite happy about it. I think.
But you're what?
Should I be happy about not having bred bunnies?
It's not something to be happy or sad about, but I just wanted to clear something up for a lot of people out there who didn't know this, because I didn't know this. But, you know, like there's
I'm sorry, but before you continue, I have this image of you grabbing a bunny and throwing it on top of another bunny and snapping your fingers.
Well, there was no finger snapping, but you are quite correct. This is... Okay, but like let me get to the hinging point here is that, you know, you've obviously heard the expression, like, to hump like bunnies or to, like, do it like bunnies, right? We all envision, you know, these horny bunnies. They're obviously doing it because they're horny as ever, and it's, like, the 60s, and there's no strings attached. And, you know, like, you know, she's only pregnant for, like, 3 months, and after that, you know, she pops them out, and she's ready to go again, and it's just, like, free love, no child support, nothing, you know? And they can just do it. But in my experience breeding bunnies, there's nothing further from the truth. As it goes, this is how it went down. So you grab the female bunny, the doe, and you take her and you take her kicking and screaming. I mean, if she could scream, she would have been screaming. And she's just, and you take her and you put her in his cage. It's got to be done in his cage. I don't know why they can't do it at her place, but you got to put it in his cage. And she immediately gets in there, and she's trying to get away, but she can't because they're in a cage, right?
Yeah, fair
enough. So she runs as far as she can. She gets to the corner of the cage, and she just, like, flattens out, and she's grimacing, and she's just, like, she's sprawled out, and you can just tell, like the look on her face is just, like, please make this end. And he, the male, but Jerome was his name, is like, give him a break, okay? He was young. Like, this is his, we basically took Jerome's virginity here. And, anyways, he's, like, jumping on her, and she's, like, obviously not wanting it, and he's, like, throwing it into her shoulder, like, under her face, and, like, we've totally set the mood, right? Like, me and my buddy Adam, we've got Marvin Gaye playing on, like, the mini disc player above, and we're, like, what's he doing? Like, he's, like, doesn't know where to put it, but, like, it's still, we're just kind of, like, saying, like, come on, Jerome, like, whisper something into her ear, or... you know, like, stroke her bunny fur, or, like, tickle her tail, or, I don't know, do something. Like, introduce yourself, you know what I mean? And anyways, so I'm, like, recanting this story to my ex-girlfriend now. And I'm just, I tell her the story, and she says to me, she's like, I think females from every species can identify with that female bunny. And it's just like, right?
And then the ex comes in, the girlfriend part.
You know, well, I mean, we were already broken up at the time, but I was just like, guys, what are we doing? You know, like have we sunk this low? Like, really? Like, we need cages.
What happened to Jerome?
Well, I mean, like, we gave him a good, like, four tries. I think he threw he threw several humps. I think that's where throwing a hump came from, were bunnies, because he was throwing it everywhere. But I mean, we finally, like, we were taking the fat bunnies, because apparently the fat bunnies were, I think the fat bunnies were easier. This is what the theory that we'd heard. But we finally took the young bunny, and he had success. And actually, the funniest part, I wish this were TV, or I wish we could, like, show what happens. But what happens when a bunny orgasms is he basically just, like, freezes up and then just, like, falls, like, to the side. And there's boom, just, like, falls on his right or left shoulder, just, like, ah! And that's it, and he's just, like, down for the count, and he's, like, on his back. It was amazing.
How many minutes later can they get back up again, do you know? I'm assuming we were there.
I mean, he's pretty tired, so he can't throw another hump for a good, 10 minutes or so. But, I mean, he's up. He's up and around in less than a minute.
All right, thinking about bunny sex and humping and orgasms and coming and going, Does that remind you of any other song that you want to play?
Yeah, it does, actually. I want to play a song called Time Is... Oh, wait a second. Are we talking about the song I'm going to play? Or are we going to play the song?
No, I want you to give me another song.
Another song. Oh, okay. Well, this actually has nothing to do with humping. Except for the fact that, I mean...
Every song has something to do with humping, man.
I can't believe I'm talking about this on public radio. Okay, I really wanted to play a song by a band called Efterklang.
After?
Efterklang. I'm going to have to spell that out again, aren't I?
Yeah.
Efterklang. And they're a band from, I believe it's Denmark. And they floor me. I love this band.
Do you have a song name that you want to play?
Yeah. The song is called Mirador. Mirador. And they're a great, great band.
Sweet. All right. This is Mirador from the band Efterklang from Denmark. Brought to you by Dominic Frigo here at CRTO 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver. The song you just heard was Mirador by a Danish band called Efterklang. That was Dominic Frico, our special guest today here on the Discord show today, who selected that song. And nope, the show is not over. We still have approximately 10 more minutes left, and Dominic has a lot more cool things prepared for us.
Yeah, I brought my guitar for you today.
Yeah, you're gonna sing us a song, aren't you now?
I am gonna sing us a song. And I'm just changed from what song I just decided in the studio that I'm not going to play the song that I thought I was going to. I'm going to play a new song.
What song are you?
It's called Strange Lady. The song is called Strange Lady, and I wrote this song a while ago. It took me a while to write this song, but basically what happened was I encountered one time. I used to work at a wine store, and this lady came into the store, and I recognized her, but she didn't recognize me, and she was an old teacher of mine, and basically, we started talking, and I was like, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, I'm not going to say her name, and she was just like, I have no idea who you are, and sooner or later, she basically told me that she had Lyme's disease, and yeah, and basically they'd caught it really late, so all of her short-term and long-term memory was basically gone. And one thing that she said to me at the end of our conversation was like, you know, you can lose everything, but sorry, do we gotta go?
What's if you, no, if you can just get a little bit closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
That's good.
Yeah, we're doing sexy voices too. But she said to me at the end of the conversation, she said, you know, you really can't, you know, count on anything except for the fact, you know, the love of, you know, your friends and your family. And basically all, you know, all you can really do in the end is just love and be loved. And I was like, wow, that seems pretty honest and true. So
and so you wrote the song for her?
I wrote this song called Strange Lady, and she's not that strange.
Go ahead, man.
Rip it,
yours.
Rip it.
It's all yours.
Here you go. Strange lady I know from another life, an apartment three stories high. She stands in the glow of an upstairs light, and I wave, but she closed the blind. In summertime, please rewind, wide, summertime. Oh, yeah, 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 oh, oh. Strange lady, I brought to a halt one night. My face can't you recognize? And she gasped at the sight of the northern lights. Said, love and be loved, my child. Summertime, please rewind, wind, summertime, oh, 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 found on my porch one night, and I asked how she had survived with a job that she lost with a nimble mind. She said, love and be loved, my child. Like a summertime, please rewind, summertime, just love, be loved, be loved, just love, just love. Just love, just love, just love, just love. Be love, be love, be love, be love.
This quarter show. Thank you. must be crazy, cause I'm thinking about you all the time. I don't even know you that well. But what the hell? I'll just call you up with something to do. You say yes, but then it's maybe, then it's wait and see. I know what the ending will be. You can't, no you can't. If you don't say that you never wanted to, I'd write, my eyes could take my heart away from you. And I'm sure I can find another outstanding imperfection in you. Just shoot me off, okay, just don't want what I can give. Oh. I tell myself that I'm okay and that we're only friends, but telling never taught me a thing on how to talk my heart back off the ledge away from you. Don't run away, my eyes will take my heart away from you. I'm sure I can find another outstanding imperfection in you. Don't run away, my eyes will take my heart away from you. I'm sure I can find another outstanding imperfection in you.
Dominic Fricot's song, What I Can Give. Welcome back. I'm your host, Dominic Fricot.
Host wannabe.
Excuse me?
I said host wannabe. No. I was here first, man.
Well, I just got a call from your boss, and I'll be here next week from 6 till 6:30. Spencer, we'll see if he makes the bill, makes the grade. But yeah, your host Dominic Fricot signing off. Thank you. Thanks for coming in today, Ray.
The best part about a radio show is that people can't see what you do with your fingers or other stuff.
Ooh, take your finger out of that. Ooh. Ah.
Ah. Ooh. Okay.
No, just kidding. Thank you for having me on here, Ray, and it's been fun.
No, it was a pleasure having you on the show. You're quite a talented musician.
Yeah,
and
you're all right.
Absolutely freaking hilarious at the same time. I think the bunny sex orgasm conversation is high up there in the number one random conversations I've had on radio.
Good, before. Great. So I'll be back. If you ever want to have another random one, just come in. I don't even need to bring my guitar. I'd love having random conversations. We should just hang out sometime.
Yeah, you know, I think you're pretty cool, man. We should
totally.
We should go to a concert sometime.
Yeah. Hey, bring those sexy girls you know.
Oh, I know.
We're talking about in between the segments.
I know a few sexy cute ones.
Alrighty.
I think one of them likes you too.
No, oh, come on.
Okay,
come
we'll talk
on.
About that later.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was this week's episode of the Discord Show. Hope you enjoyed the special edition with Dominic Fricot. It's fucking awesome. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening in. Tune in Wednesday, 2 weeks from now, same time. Until then, peace out from me, Ryan, and
Me, Dominic Frico.
Here at CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver.